underground preacher checking in to the underground church. And today we're going to talk about, self-love. Self-love will heal you. It's a subject that I've been kind of like testing it for so many years, observing and learning, because I notice how a lot of sickness and disease nowadays, it's hard for the doctor to diagnose it, and it's also hard for them to even see what's really going on and understand what's going on. They just give them names. Give them names like fibromyalgia, I don't know how they say it, but you know what I mean. The other one is what, lupus, even cancer. And I'm watching it. And God started putting my attention towards love. And I was like, what has love got to do with the physical sickness? And he took me on a journey. I mean, it took years. But yeah, he finally showed it to me, the link. Because you see, in the Bible, Jesus said, whoever hates his neighbor is a murderer. If you hate your neighbor, you're a murderer. And God told me, hatred is so strong. The reason why when you hate somebody, you're a murderer, is because when you hate somebody, you are summoning the power of darkness to go kill that person. You are summoning unconsciously the power of darkness to go against that person. Because let's face it, hatred is an ill feeling towards whatever or whoever you hate. And that ill feeling makes you ill itself. And once you have that hatred, that alone, because you have that ill feeling, it's not good, it's evil. You first invite evil in your life by that hatred. And when evil comes, what do you think they do? They come to steal, kill, and to destroy. So what do you think they're going to do to you? You invite them in. And on top of it, you summoning it towards something else or somebody else. Now, when you see that concept and you understand that, then you observe how people are living their lives nowadays. And most of the time, lupus, fibromyalgia, and all that, it's more common in women. And if you look at a woman's lifestyle, that most of them hate themselves. I mean, literally, they hate themselves. They hate their lives. And some of them even say it. They don't even know what they're saying, though. They hate themselves. Now, put that principle of summoning the power of darkness to come against the thing you hate, and you hate yourself. What are you doing? You're calling the power of darkness to come destroy you. They come to kill, steal, and to destroy. First, you invited them in through hatred, and then you're calling them unconsciously to destroy you because you hate yourself. Well, when you invite them in, they put you in a state where your mind start working in a way. You start thinking of stuff. They're the one who's going to give you stuff. Twist your mind. Instead of doing what's right for you, you're going to start doing what's wrong for you. Instead of eating what is healthy for you, you're going to start eating what is not healthy for you. And when you start bringing those things unhealthy for you, it brings toxins and stuff that your body cannot process properly. And before you know it, you put your body in a state of dis-ease. And you do that in a long time, it turns into a disease. Turn into cancer. Turn into lupus. Anything. But from the moment you stop, you get rid of that hatred, and you start loving yourself, start putting care to yourself, You start rejecting and rebuking that hatred, that self-hatred. You start rebuking it. And you start loving yourself, caring for yourself, caring for what you eat. Basically, start putting love into yourself. Start showing to battle every day. Your mind, the way you think, instead of bringing toxins, unhealthy food to your body, now you're going to bring something that actually nourishes your body and takes care of your body because now you care for yourself. Some of you might wonder, why am I talking about food while you have the doctor giving you medicines? Well, the doctor makes money off of you being sick. So what makes you think he's going to tell you the truth? What makes you think the doctor wants you to be healthy? Yeah, the society is sick. And the doctors, the medical system, the insurance company, they're making money off of it. So they don't want it to stop. They're not going to tell you the truth. They're not going to tell you that your body is made to heal itself. They're not going to tell you that the disease and all that is going on is actually based on a mental thing. And they're not going to tell you that what you believe in can make you sick. If you believe you're sick, you're going to be sick. Belief is a strong thing. They know it. What do you think television don't want to talk about God so bad? You think those billionaires that invest in the TV shows, you think they haven't figured it out? For God's sake, they're billionaires. You think they're sitting and thinking like you and me? They have people, psychiatrists, that they can hire. Not can. They hire all these people. They study history and they know in a society that loves God, you cannot make money like they do. They know it. So the first step is to cut society from God. Because if society loves God and is with God, what did God say? He's not going to bring you all those plagues. You're going to be at peace. And how do you think billions are made? Through war? Through disease? Through ignorance? If I tell you, turn your TV off today. Don't watch TV. How do you think that's going to affect them? People ain't going to be buying TVs. They're going to lose billions. So what do you think they're going to tell you? They're going to tell you, oh, TV is not good for you. And I had somebody who fasted from TV 30 days. And then afterward, the person realized, wow, TV has replaced God in people's life. Yeah. In the center of your house is a television. And we don't see nothing wrong with that. Well, that's a source of money. Society is making money off of it. But that's another topic. What were we talking about again? I forgot my topic now. Self-love. How is self-love going to heal you? I'm sorry for straying from the topic, but I just had to mention it. So self-love, care for yourself. Give your body nourishment. And don't just nourish yourself physically. Nourish yourself spiritually and emotionally. Because it's also proven that an emotional backed up person is a sick person. I don't even need to tell you that, you know it. Because when you're emotionally backed up, that's what makes you stressed out. That's what depresses you. It sinks you into depression. And what do you think happens when you sink into depression? It releases toxin to your body, makes you sick. So you are a three-dimensional being. And you need to be balanced on these three levels, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. It calls for love, self-love. If you don't love yourself, you're not going to care for yourself on those three levels. Physically, you only scratch the tip of the iceberg. Because if you don't take care of yourself emotionally and spiritually, you're unbalanced. And once you're unbalanced, it's going to come out as a sickness, as a disease. There is more to you than just that physical body that you look at. The doctor is only focused on the physical side. That's why they're quick to give you a medicine. Because that way, they can throw you a bone. You go chew on it. But the bone doesn't have no nutrient in it. It gives you that medicine, make you believe that medicine is going to heal you. Medicine don't heal you. I got news for you. Next time you go to the doctor, ask him, oh, is that medicine going to heal me? He ain't going to tell you that. He ain't going to tell you medicine will heal you. Medicine cannot heal you. Medicine can help your body, but your body heals itself. That's what they don't want you to know. Because if people know it, that your body heals itself, all you got to do is provide what your body needs, and your body is going to take care of itself. If people know that, then the doctors and the insurance company and the hospitals, they're going to be bankrupt. But little did they know, even in a society that fears God, we're still going to need doctors, because you're going to have the ones who are not strong enough in faith. They're going to still going to need the doctor. But it's not just going to be that much money. But we're still going to need physicians. But the bottom line is, you give your body the nutrient that it needs, your body will heal itself. But it takes love to do that. But don't just focus on the physical side. Because if you give your body what it needs to feed itself, and spiritually you have a demon that is with you and manipulating your system, because demons have that power, will manipulate your system. And whatever good things you give in your body, it's going to come right out instead of taking care of your body. So you're not even going to fix it. It's like taking a computer that is infected with a virus. And you take that computer and you take out pieces out of it. You're trying to fix the computer by putting physical pieces in it, like hardware. You want to put hardware in a computer to fix it while the computer is infested with a virus. From the moment you change the pieces and you plug the computer back in, the virus is back. You have to first put a software in there to eliminate that virus first. Then you can change whatever piece you want, fix whatever piece you want. Whatever piece the virus has destroyed, you replace that. But if you replace the piece that was destroyed by the virus before taking care of the virus, it's just, you haven't solved nothing. And then when you have an electrical problem in your computer, and you go out and you trying to change your software, well, what are you fixing? Or you trying to change a hard drive while you have an electrical problem? Come on, it doesn't work like that. That's the same as emotionally, spiritually, and physically. The physical is the hardware part. The emotion is the electricity. And the spiritual is the virus and the software and all that. But you can arrange it however you want. But it's three-dimensional. You cannot come and physically trying to fix something that is spiritually backed up or spiritually messed up. If there's a demon spiritually, you got to get rid of the demon. And if emotionally you backed up, you're going to have to face those emotions. You're going to have to let them out. And when you go to the shrink, you're going to tell me, the therapist, yeah, that's why you go to the shrink and all that. But when you go to the shrink, they don't call upon God. He sits down and lets you dig out whatever you have going on. And then tell you, okay, come back next month for another hour so I can get paid. People, wake up. You don't have to do this. It's okay if you go to the shrink, but just know this. When it digs out, you don't just dig it out and let it sit there. You dig it out and give it to God. That's what is missing. Because they're not giving you the love. They don't know how to properly do it. I mean, they're on to something. Because that's therapy. Yeah. But the piece that is missing is God. When you come and you put somebody into therapy, and the person dig out whatever issues they have, and you don't call upon the healer, God, that is the healer, the one who can fix the person. But you just let the person dig it out. And then you send them back home. Because that's what they do. Sometimes they will put you under hypnosis. And that hypnosis is dangerous because that's a form of witchcraft. It's like they're opening your mind, getting you to say stuff unconsciously. That's forcing you. And whatever is forced in a spiritual realm like this, they're opening doors to a demon to come in. Because it's not you talking. It's a demon coming in and digging in to those memories to bring it out. And they're telling you, oh, it's going to help when you bring it out. It is going to help if the person is willingly do it. If forcing people through hypnosis was working, God would have never gave us free will. We have to go and be freely willing to dig out those emotions, to face it, face the reality of it, and then give it to God and ask God to heal us. The true therapy will be sit down, talk, and pray, and ask God for healing. That works. I've been in therapy before. I did it with a lot of people. They will come in, we'll sit down, we'll talk, and then we will pray. And the person will feel better afterwards, because that's actually showing genuine care. You love the person. You care for the person. You care for the emotional state of the person. And the person expresses it to you, and you take it. You give it to God, and you show the person how to do it. And slowly the person goes to God and let it out. Cry it out. It's okay to cry. All that comes into self-love. Face that. Face that reality, but don't face it alone. Face it with God. Emotionally, you need to be balanced. Spiritually balanced. And physically balanced. But love, put love into it. And once you do that, you're going to see the change in your life. You're going to see healing in your life because your body is going to heal itself. Your body ain't healing itself because it's too much going on. There's so much trauma in your life that you bury deep. And that trauma is coming out as a sickness, as a disease. But take some time. It's not easy, I understand. Take some time, put some love into it. Dig it out. And when it comes out, call on God. God, forgive me, help me, heal me. I let it go. There's stuff society tells you not to talk about it. Oh, this is trauma. You've been abused. You've been this and that. No, that's shameful. No. Talk to God about it. No matter what it is, if deep down you have some kind of a sexual immorality stuff going on, don't hide it to God. Don't run away from it. Dig it out. Give it to God. Let God be your therapist. Tell him, God, I have this problem. I don't know why, but it's urge, desire, whatever it is towards what. Bring it to God. Know that God already sees it. He knows it. All he's waiting for is you bring it. He want to do it with you, together. Because when you go to heaven and you tell him, oh, I have this problem. He's not going to tell you, oh, did you handle it good? No, he's not going to ask you that. He's going to ask you, why didn't you call on me? Because I was there all this time. I was waiting for you. I have the power to remove it. What makes you think you can handle it yourself? You can't. So take it to God. And the spiritual part, make sure you read your Bible, pray, meditate, spend more time with God. Cut out all those distractions and idolatry that is going on. Cut it out. Because all those distractions and idolatry, all it's doing is pumping more demons in your life. You're not going to be healthy if spiritually you're calling in demons. Those demons ain't going to put you in a state to do what's right. They can influence you mentally. That's easy for them to do. And they can influence your body to do stuff. If a demon can possess you and get you to do things physically, what makes you think they can get your body to dysfunction? So don't underestimate the spiritual aspect of things. You need to be balanced in those three levels. Put some love to it. That's how self-love will heal you. But don't go there alone. Go there with God, the God of love. Don't go there with the love that you think you know. Don't go there with the love that you grew up with. Because remember, you grew up in a twisted world. Go in there with agape love, the love, unconditional love, the one that God has and that He's willing to teach you. Go in there with that and you will see healing in your life. Amen? Underground preacher checking into the underground church. And I'm out.